Welcome, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Welcome back.
Friends. So happy you're here.
Yeah.
Countrymen.
Yeah.
International men.
Yes. Anyone that's here. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This is a pleasure. If we sound different, if we sound better,
we've upgraded, baby.
We've got a major upgrade situation going on.
We've gone official.
Yeah. We're sitting on couches instead of slunked over. Yeah. Let's get some Grinch refs early.
Look, we used to record in closets and whatnot to like dampen the sound, but we got new mics.
We got new stands. New things, new dongles.
Pop filters.
Dude, we're practically all laying in bed, sort of all Charlie and the Chocolate Factory grandparents.
Do either of you have a king size mattress?
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. I'd never do anything
we'll
different.
We'll record in either of your beds next time.
I want to be kind of feet to feet, like the grandparents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, that'd be really under the sheet.
Do a
big footboard.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You'd hear some
joke about it, but
I'd consider.
You know I would.
That should be our new bit.
You'd hear some sheet rustling.
That'd be really funny.
I think that would separate us from the crowd.
Yeah. As soon as we start doing video.
We're going
to worry about how we look because we're just going to wear long Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so right. We're going to have little candles, and so we have to be in an air that
has nothing to do with the nerd stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by candlelight.
Yeah, it's gonna be so cool.
That's
cool,
so actually. Dim.
Like, we're working on our bit, you know, like our thing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to like break off.
Yeah. How do we
can't
differentiate?
Be like everybody else.
Yeah.
So actually, send in your submissions for that.
Send in what bits
you want to see in here.
Yeah.
Really quick too. We had the chance to go to FanX.
Yep.
Last weekend.
We did.
This is our first episode post FanX.
Yep. Recording at least. We were able to host our panel. You may have heard from a previous episode, we did a panel on the future of Avatar Studios. Mm-hmm. It was a blast. It was really well attended.
Amazing.
It was incredible. It went way better than I could have possibly imagined. Like, we all talked, we're like, okay, if we get like, you know, 12, 20 something people, we'll think it's a success.
And we knew we were bringing 8.
Right.
So,
the room was, guys, the hall, it was like a pretty big, deep hall room.
Yeah.
It was packed.
It was easily over 100 people.
Yeah, we're really proud of the way it turned 200. Out.
I think so too.
I am worried though. There's an episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Lois takes dance classes, and the whole episode, it shows her dancing like amazing. She's doing crazy good.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's just an incredible dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees a video of herself dancing and she sees that she's actually horrible and everyone is just being nice to her and it was all in her head.
Shoot.
I'm worried it's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
You know, that we're going to watch ourselves back like in some recording and realize that the panel was awful.
I've honestly partially avoided watching it back for that reason because you don't like seeing yourself recorded. It's hard enough to hear myself.
Yeah.
But then seeing my dumb face is actually, it's painful.
Especially like trying to entertain a room of like 200 people.
Right.
There's like hello everybody. Like a horrible.
Did you guys catch yourself like realizing what you were doing?
Yes.
I'm like, I'm touching my face a lot.
Yeah.
Yes,
me
too.
I'm like, what pose do I hold? What do I normally do?
But you know what? I got a fortune today and I just found it in my shirt pocket.
Oh, honestly.
Oh.
It says, your co-hosts are fugly. No. It says, success is within reach. Allow yourself time.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
It's pretty
good.
I feel like that's prophetic.
I think we've taken the time too far. No,
about 6 years. Sorry.
Well,
I
don't know.
Seven
I think
is
we've
when
got
we'll
something.
Yeah,
I think we got something special brewing.
Yeah.
Also, huge shout out to Eli from Washington.
Yes, my gosh.
A listener who came to the panel, who came up and said hi afterward.
Shouts out.
It's so gratifying. It's so fun to meet you.
Yeah, you're
hope
awesome.
You're listening to this. Tell us what you want to hear and we will make episodes for you
specifically.
Truthfully, yes, we will.
Like personalized, like ones that only you can hear. Yeah. We'll just email them to you.
We're going
to
title the next one, Eli from Washington Ears Only.
Yeah.
We'll put it behind a paywall, except for him.
Yeah.
We'll find his.
Yeah. We're setting a Patreon just for him to not have to pay for it.
That's right. A free Patreon for Eli.
Also, his name was Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Really fun. So we know who his favorite must be.
Jason.
It's Jason.
I think that's fair.
I have a question to start you guys off.
Ooh, oh, yes, please.
So how do you guys wipe? Front to back, back to front, standing, sitting.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Sitting back to front.
No, whoa, hang on.
So really? I don't want to get graphic, but yeah.
I've had this conversation with Eli, and
I'm adamant.
Initially was appalled
at
his approach.
He came around, though.
No, I was just, it's just that it's not uncommon, which does appall me.
Right.
That people go about their sanitation methods on the toilet akin to Eli Webb. It makes me a little bit sick.
Yeah, well...
I don't know.
The thing is, mine, I think, is probably the most sanitary.
I disagree with it, but I don't feel like we should get into it.
No, we can't really get too specific. I do a little bit of
everything, honestly.
Just all I need to know, Jason, do you stand or do you sit?
I sit, but like,
okay,
you know, like if there's like a special project that I was working on that requires standing,
right.
Then yeah.
Finishing touches sometimes.
Yeah.
there's details I want, but go to
I already said too much.
Go to that same Patreon.
We'll break it down. We'll do a chart. We'll do illustrations.
You know, a little more adult content on a Patreon.
Okay.
That sounds sweet.
I'm down. Let me ask you a non-graphic question.
Yeah.
What are you guys reading right now?
Oh,
good question.
That's a really good question. That's a great question.
Because
I had a goal at the beginning of the year to read 50 books this year.
That's so monumental, man.
Because last year I realized...
That's like a book a week.
Last year I realized I could maintain a pace of 4 a month. And so that's 4 a month plus 2 for the year. And so I was like, yeah, I can probably do that. Mm-hmm. And I give myself credit for like a small kid's book sometimes. Like Winnie the Pooh, count.
Yeah, I've counted Coraline graphic novels sometimes.
So I did well January through March. I fell off in April. I only did 2 in April, none in May, none in June, 2 in July, got back to 4 in August, and I've done so far 9 in September.
That's unreal.
Whoa, yeah, that's a lot.
I know. Well, four of them were my binge of the Avatar novels.
Right.
Okay.
For the panel.
And then I'm also on a big Neil Gaiman. Okay. Stretch.
Love Neil
so
Gaiman.
I have done so far, just recently I did Coraline and then Anansi Boys and then Stardust.
Wow.
And I'm reading American Gods.
Sick.
Oh, American Gods is great.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I also just finished a book about falcons, about birds. It's called A Rage for Falcons.
Sick.
And started H's for Hawk. So I normally have 3 books going. One I'm listening to,
that's a lot.
One physical copy, and one on Kindle. Just so that at any moment I can...
You can have it accessible. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I went off.
No, that's awesome. I was hoping you'd be like, yeah, I've read 9. 8 of those were Jehovah's Witness pamphlets I found on my way to work. But that's amazing. I deeply envy you. I similarly, like into I think June or July, January to June or July, I was cooking. I was doing like 2 or 3 a month, which is huge for me. And then summer I fell off, which I'm okay with. Like we did a bunch of stuff.
Right.
But right now I'm reading a book he's my new, top 5 favorite author, Christopher Buhlmann. I'm reading a book of his called Between Two Fires. And it's about this knight during the Black Plague. And, it's like part historical fantasy, part historical fiction, part fantasy.
Yeah.
Cause he meets this witch. It's just so, so well written and it's so gripping. Like there's books at times where you have to kind of get through rough bits to get to good bits and it's worth it. But this one, it's like, it's not that it's super fast paced, just the prose is so good. So check out Christopher Buhlmann. But Between Two Fires.
Between Two Ferns.
So
cool.
Good.
Cool. No, I was doing super good up until about now. I was reading a couple a month.
That's great.
Up until, what was it, August that I really kind of fell off the wagon.
Yeah,
when Baldur's Gate 3 came out.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm doing Red Rising right now because everybody yells at me to read that.
Right.
Probably after this, I'm going to get back into the Sun Eater series. I read the first book called Empire of Silence that was really, I really had a good time with it. Mm. And I want to get back into the other books. There's a whole bunch of them.
Is it sci-fi? Cool.
Yeah, it's sci-fi.
Dope.
That's cool. Yeah, that's what I've kind of given up is video game time.
Me too.
Weirdly.
Whoa, strange.
I was going really hard on Paper Mario Origami King because I'm trying to get 100%.
No, I find time for everything. I played Baldur's Gate today, actually, and I had a great time. I ran the same battle like four times because I, you know, people died that I didn't want to die.
That's
Yeah, it's called save scumming. And
Oh, you just save.
And some people frown upon it, but not me.
You save before an encounter in case it goes south?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the whole point of quick save in Skyrim. So I can pickpocket with a 13% chance again and again.
So I can like attack a child.
I don't actually do that a lot. Like I do it very rarely. Yeah. So I'm not like a crazy save scummer for anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
So I mostly just go off of...
You're worried you're going to lose cred.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mostly go off of like, oh, I rolled a one, whatever. I'm just going to roll with it because like, you know, it could change the story.
I could see how with Baldur's Gate, because there's such an element of luck and chance, how you'd want to be like, oh, I'm going to re-roll that.
Right.
Yeah.
But nah, it's okay. No one judges you. Guys, let's get into it. We've got something fun, something big. Okay, I want you, listeners and co-hosts, to close your eyes and imagine with me. I'm going to set the stage for you. You are the director of programming for the first ever Disney Channel Original Movie Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're responsible for picking the films for... introducing the films and really standing behind your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it is. It's a 5-day festival. Each day of the festival is a different genre, and you get to pick one movie per genre that you feel best encapsulates that genre within a Disney Channel original movie.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's the one you just like the best or whether it's the one you feel like captures that, it's up to you. But you got to stand by your decisions and let's find out what you've picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
so,
quick.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to let my bias run wild on this one.
That's okay.
I'm not going to be...
Well, you're curating it, so it's...
It's my film festival.
You've been selected for a reason.
Any kind of festival that I'm thrown, music, film, book...
Right.
Festival?
Right. Yeah. But yeah.
First. It's going to be full of slammers.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be killer books. Yeah.
Objectively good. Even though it's biased, it's also, even though it's totally my opinion, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I had an initial thought with this because I didn't want to just call it like the DCOM Film Festival.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the popular film festivals are about where they're held.
Sure. Right?
Sundance, Cannes, TIFF is Toronto.
Right.
Right. And so I was thinking like, okay, but where is this actually held?
Okay.
Right. Oh. I don't like Anaheim Film Festival. It does. Anaheim as a word is cool, but we know what it is. And it's just like,
it feels.
Yeah. But then it's also like, how do you capture.
I've got it.
Like the Disney.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So I'm thinking like, what if I'm hosting it like in Disneyland? What if it's like the Tomorrowland Film Festival or something like that? Like one of their locations that's like
your idea's not better franchise, than
mine. Not franchise specific, right? Because it's not about one,
but it's about capturing the essence of
the Disney,
thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could pick any of those.
Yeah.
You know?
So what if it's the Juan Diego High School Film Festival right? Where Luck of the Irish was filmed?
Yeah. I mean, there's that too.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Nothing I say would be as good as what you said. So
also, we want to make it crystal clear. It's not a high school film festival. It just happens to be at a high school.
These are not student films.
No.
Okay. Well, here are the genres and categories. We have horror, action, sports, sci-fi fantasy, and drama. I thought about having a comedy genre. But as I kind of looked at all of the movies and...
They're all considered comedies,
well,
I'm pretty sure.
I would say that almost all of them,
yeah.
Like a subgenre of all of them are comedies, except for maybe like two or three. But I felt like it was too... It's inclusive enough.
Right.
Did my wife text you?
She did.
Yeah, she said she was going to because she was mad that there wasn't
and
a
then
comedy.
I threw it back category. At her and I asked her to tell me what are straight comedies and she could tell me like one.
Was it even Stevens movie?
It was.
Yeah.
And I said, sorry. So that's a shout out for Hannah.
Yeah.
But
the thing is like with a lot of them too, you could kind of throw them in any category for the most part.
Yeah,
and
I'm prepared to make a case for one of those.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm actually excited for that because here's the thing. I feel like so many of these are good that are within the same category,
right,
that you have to break it up. Jason is taking a drink off of mic. I told him not to.
But and he was so silent.
He was. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Honestly, if you wouldn't have said anything, yeah, nobody would have known.
I know. Fine. He just caught himself hitching. No. So you're actually the unprofessional one.
I am. It's because that's he made shocking. Me laugh because right before he did it, he looked at me like a little petulant child in trouble. It made me laugh and made me lose my train of thought.
That's good.
It's okay. Yeah.
Let's get into it. I think I want to start with drama.
Okay.
Oh, drama.
Oh, darn it.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, just because this is the one I'll have to defend the hardest.
Okay, but I actually like that because this is the first night of the festival. We're going bold.
Okay.
And this is the real here I am.
Sure.
Moment.
Okay.
And so if this is where you want to
okay.
Yeah, this is either the one way. I had to fit in somewhere. Like, I had to fit the movie in somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I'm going to have to defend it. I probably won't, but yeah. It is where it is.
Okay, let's start. Okay. Drama, day one. Jason, what's your drama film?
I didn't want to start. My drama is Smart House.
Whoa.
Yeah, so
Jason.
I considered it for sci-fi.
Yeah, I did too.
But I had to put it somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so it went in drama. It's dramatic.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. This was one where you're like, I'm not going to leave it out.
I'm not leaving it out of the film festival.
Yeah, that was my reasoning for
it should be, and even if there's another category that fits it slightly better.
He forced it in drama.
If Get Out can be nominated as a comedy in the
musical
Oscars.
Musical comedy at the Golden Globes.
At the Golden Globes, yeah. Then this can be a drama.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Also, there's drama in it. A dead mom.
Of course.
Totally.
Yeah.
Come on.
That last sequence with Pat, incredibly dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my drama.
Tornado in the house?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jump, jump, the house is jumping. I used to copy the dance moves from that.
Dude, that dance scene.
It was so sick.
Destroyed.
No.
In the best way.
It ruined my brain.
Ripped.
Yeah. And I still remember their little sidestep thing that they were doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Elijah.
Yeah.
Where are you taking us? Day one. Drama.
Now you really need to bear with me. Now, okay.
Okay.
I say drama, not in the sense that it is heavy.
Right.
Or even dramatic where there's an overall tension. Because I would say this is actually a pretty feel-good movie.
Okay. Yeah.
And I chose Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would consider Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off primarily a drama.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. That is not...
Anne gave me guff.
No.
Nope, you're right.
She was a little mean about it.
No, because it's him chasing his dreams.
Yep. Right.
And it's... deeply
the conflict with the father.
Yep.
The father coming around.
Yes.
The fact that the crux of the movie isn't the sport, but it happens by his choice
to
do the sport.
Yes. Would you consider High School Musical a drama?
You could.
And that's the thing.
That's a similar father-son dynamic.
They're very similar movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like you're chasing a dream, with a sport and also a kind of personal project. I don't know. It's the same kind of premise.
I would say, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Really validated. Really thrilled we started with this. And this was one that I had to include no matter what.
Yeah.
Because I love
That's crazy
Eddie's
to me.
Million Dollar Cook-Off.
That's crazy to me that you love that film. It's not a bad decom, but I'm shocked that it makes it so high on your list.
I truly think it's one of the best.
It does. Yeah. I
didn't make my list.
No, me either.
I think it's just really well done.
I'm
great premise. Fun that it's baseball or cooking.
Yeah.
Fun that Bobby Flay's in it.
Yes.
You know?
And Eddie from That's a Raven, but Eddie isn't the guy that plays Eddie.
Right. Yeah. True. Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he went on a
he's not
a,
doing
a
okay right now.
No.
He's not okay.
Struggling. That's a great choice.
Thank you. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. If you were worried that your choice was a little left field, then you're going to hate mine.
Okay.
But I'm ready to defend it.
Okay.
I had to include this film, and it couldn't fit in the category I wanted it to. So my drama is Johnny Tsunami. And I'll tell you why.
Because you couldn't get it into the sports section?
No.
Or action.
No. Yes, but no. Because the conflict that exists between him and his father, and him within himself, and him at his new school... it's a lot of emotional.
Yeah, it's angsty.
It's angsty.
Yeah.
It angst, totally is. You can it's play not, that with drama It's for sure. not goofy. It's like it has right. moments with like the ski instructor and his friend's cool hat.
Right.
Which is famous Jet Jackson. What's his face?
Oh.
I can't remember his
name. Yeah, Jet Jackson.
But what's his real name?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Jet Jackson.
Yeah. It's Jet. I know the movie you're talking about. Yeah.
As Jet Jackson.
Yeah, it's a crossover. But Johnny Tsunami is like, for me, top of the line. Yeah, I feel like it works as a dramatic film. And I like that they filmed it in Utah and Hawaii. Yeah. And
are you okay with Johnny Capahala back on board?
I'm okay with it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Felt forced.
I'll say the same.
It's like they didn't know where to take it. But
it's
they
totally
wanted.
Forgettable for me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like I remember it's snowboarding.
Yeah. No, Johnny.
Mountain boarding.
Yes.
Mountain boarding. Yeah. See, which actually, I thought that was really cool at the time, and it made me want to get into mountain boarding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the thing is, I feel
my friend
like
had one.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
But I feel like if they were going to go anywhere, it would have been easier to go into skateboarding than it would have been to go into.
They had to break new ground, I think.
I know.
Yeah. And like,
and it had to be another like. More comparable to snowboarding.
Yeah.
Like it's still
more extreme like downhill sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Quote
yeah.
unquote. All right. Okay. We're starting off strong. This is it's a good first day.
Yeah.
People are loving this. Day two, we're jumping in
The house is jumping.
We're still there.
Into
horror.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What a genre.
What a genre. Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion you and I picked the same one, Jer. I want to go first.
I struggle.
Can I say though, real quick?
Yes.
I feel like we all probably struggled with this genre
deeply.
Like, especially
I didn't
really.
Yeah. I did.
Okay, it was kind of clear to me.
The reason I think it was probably so hard is because this is like DCOM's bread and butter. We're like the Halloween
specials.
They started off with Under Wraps.
Under Wraps is the first DCOM.
And they remade it.
The most?
Did they?
Yeah, they did recently.
Oh, interesting.
But like all of the most memorable ones, whether it's Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire or the ghost hunting one, what was it called?
Scream Team.
Like,
well, Halloween Town.
That's
a pillar.
Some of the most memorable ones are the Halloween ones.
Yeah. Yes.
And so this one was very difficult.
Eli, send us into day two of the festival.
With this, with hearing you guys, maybe we don't have the same one, but I chose Phantom of the Megaplex.
Oh, it's so good.
Phantom of the Megaplex is outrageously good.
It's so good.
Mickey Rooney.
How did they get Mickey Rooney?
It was
crazy.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
And he was great in it.
Oh my gosh,
He's so old at that point. And it's so charming, and
I may have talked about this in a previous episode, but I love that the main kid character, he like actually talks about real movies. I think he mentions Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
does he really?
No, I don't know.
I feel like he mentions like legit directors. It may be like Fincher or Tarantino.
Hang on.
I'm gonna fact check this, and I'll bring it to the next episode.
Okay.
But
did you choose it?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
but it is. It's my honorable mention.
Oh,
it is. Yeah. I struggled.
It was actually pretty close for me too.
I'm glad
I chose it.
I do think it's one of the better ones.
Yeah,
like, for sure.
Yeah. I think you and I may have the same one then.
Probably.
I chose Don't Look Under the Bed.
Don't Look Under the Bed. I chose that. Yeah. And
I thought
let's
one of you
Jason,
would
let's collectively talk about why.
So I chose it because I felt like it was the scariest.
Yes.
Of all of the scary ones.
Yes.
However, I do think it is bad that none of us chose Halloween Town.
It's a pillar. Because you have to pay deference.
Halloween Town 2, I think is a really good.
You have
Halloween
to pay Town? Deference to it.
Halloween right. Town.
Debbie
may,
Reynolds. Yes. Oh my gosh, how'd they get her?
It may be the best DCOM ever made.
Wow.
And besides High School Musical, I guess that's not fair. But that had
like
a huge
budget. Iconic,
but like
maybe
Halloween Town, like it was written as if it was going to be in theaters, but you know it had a TV budget, and so it was written really well.
Yeah, a lot of the effects were really fun, practical effects. Yeah. Benny the talking skeleton.
It's all really good.
They're all frozen in the movie theater. That was scary.
Yeah, and so it is controversial.
My memories are vague. Honestly,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad. I watched it.
I remember Halloween Town High very well.
Dude, that's the third one.
Yeah,
that's too bad. Actually, no, that one's fun. Like the high school setting is fun.
It is fun. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Sorry. So you guys are talking about your actual.
Yeah. Movie. So don't look under the bed. I'm gonna piggyback off you.
Yeah.
I think that it has some of the most bold, cinematography. it's like Dutch angly, yeah. weird, creepy.
Totally.
Physically, it kind of makes you feel a little sick when you watch it.
And it's such a creative premise, too. Like, totally. With your imaginary friends becoming boogeymen if you forget. Like, it's kind of fun.
So
right?
scary. That is fun. And the promo that they would show, like the little teaser, when it was the little, like, six-year-old kid and the hand grabbing his ankle and ripping him under the bed.
Yeah, scary, man.
That was upsetting
yeah.
to me. And I can't believe I loved it because I was so scared of horror movie stuff when I was a kid, but it was like it was so gripping. And like watching it, especially when they go into like the dreamland.
Yeah.
That place is so, cause it collects all the creepy stuff from dreams and it's like this weird.
Under the bed.
Yes. Scary.
I meant to mention this at the beginning also. The last DCOM I saw was 2008. Was released in 2008. I think Minutemen were one of the ones that.
Oh, okay.
I think yeah. I might have seen another one
I
from
think
it.
Wendy Wu was my last.
Yeah, mine I think that's probably around there.
08 then.
Maybe 07, 08. I don't know.
But this is obviously going to have like an early DCOM bias.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, we're older, and so that's what we grew up with, and that's what we're going to have.
We're not.
But on the other hand, they were a deeper, more entrenched part of the culture. And maybe it's arguable that the quality was better back then. I was looking at the ratings.
I think it was.
I was looking at the ratings in as far as viewer ratings goes. So in the amount of views. Yeah. And the views were in the millions, right?
Wow.
All fluctuating between, you know, 4 and the highest, which was High School Musical 2, which is something crazy.
High School Musical 2 is number high? Or is number one?
High School Musical 2 is the number one viewer rating as far as
incredible.
Viewers watched.
That actually is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, there are ones that I saw later on, though. That
but
I do have an argument again. Yeah, keep going.
What's interesting to note is that over time, DCOM viewership declined bit by bit, and then 2020 happened, and they have not had a DCOM with over a million views.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're all in the hundreds of thousands.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because they know they had like, what, Lemonade Mouth or Teen Beach Movie.
Which
or
apparently like Teen Beach Movie is a good one.
I heard it's funny.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
It's a good bit, apparently.
Yeah.
But just something to point out. Yeah, ours are all going to be older, but maybe they're better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've heard a lot of people arguing that fact that the older ones were better. And part of it is just corporate, you know, sellout greed kind of a thing where like they were trying to cater too much to like the digital age and stuff like that, like social media bites that they constantly wanted. So everything is kind of lower quality just in general. So they could like go viral for whatever reason.
Yeah. Right.
And after the success of High School Musical, like they wanted to add music to everything, but it didn't fit. You know, and even with like our Lord and Savior, Kenny Ortega, he couldn't even, you know, figure out a way to save it in the later days. So,
True.
Jump In was good.
Jump In's incredible.
Yeah.
Speaking of
also, Keke Palmer.
Oh, there she is. I forgot she's
my girl.
That.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jump In and that genre, let's talk about
sports.
Yeah, I was going to say sports or action. Let's go.
We'll talk about action after Jump In.
It's a boxing movie.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot the other half.
Which is
the basketball and baseball of Jump In. They really like that formula.
Yeah, they really do.
I think Eddie's came out but first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the formula.
Model.
The formula can be summarized in the one sentence of, why are you giving up your dream?
Not my dream.
It's your dream, Dad.
Yeah, Eddie's came out in 2003.
Nice.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to sports.
Yeah.
Day three, sports. I'm going to start this one off. Man, I don't even have an honorable mention because Luck of the Irish just couldn't be topped.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we all three?
Yeah. Because it's the clear best.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a contender for number one DCOM for me.
Saints preserve us.
Yeah. And this is one I'm ready to fight could fit in any category.
It could.
Including horror.
I thought about
when he turns into that leprechaun
on the basketball court, he turns into a demon.
Give me the ball.
Yeah. No, I thought about like drama even.
Yeah.
You know?
No, totally.
Totally.
Dealing with his family past.
Yeah. What's his heritage? Well, right?
Totally.
Them going to do the Highland Games.
That's so cool. Oh my God.
See, dude. Remember?
My third eye was just opened and I forgot that they go to the Highland Games.
Yes. They're teleported and they're wearing the kilts and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the car chase where he's driving the RV.
Yep, yep, yep.
The acting is great.
Yeah.
From what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Psych, whatever.
Timothy Olmanson.
Timothy Olmanson. Yeah. And our boy, the legend, Ryan Merriman, is the main actor.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and our boy, the legend, Brian Russell from the Utah Jazz. He's his friend's dad.
That's right. Dude, one of the best bits from that is before, like, they don't want to talk about their family heritage. It's like, where are we from? Cleveland.
Yeah. It's such a and they're like bit. All mysterious about it and weird, like shooting glances at the dinner table. Like, yes. We're from Cleveland.
I love that.
Oh, it's so good. The mom gets shrunk.
Yeah. You saying
the lucky coin that isn't lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, dude. And cobalt, that's the one that was filmed.
Iron, wait, hang nickel. On. Is the guy who like instructs him, or the guy who kind of, maybe is it his
grandpa?
Mm-hmm. Is that Derek Jacobi?
No, it's not. It's not.
Does it kind of look like Derek?
No, it doesn't. Not even close. That would be funny, though.
It would be funny. But
well, you just want it to be another Debbie Reynolds, Mickey Rooney.
I do. Yeah, I'm looking for that. Yeah.
But doesn't need it.
Doesn't need it. It is so good. And that last basketball scene.
It's so good. Oh, and scary. The
give me the
what am I thinking?
Ball.
What am I thinking? The what is it called? Riverdance.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So good, dude.
Yeah, it's so doesn't good. He just know how to do it or something?
No. It's the bad guy is like the Riverdance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then it literally ends with him singing, "This land is your land. This land is my land." Do you remember that in the auditorium?
I forgot that. Oh, in the auditorium. I was talking about at the festival.
Oh no. Of no. Him but doing that,
you
that's
just
how
the movie
ends. Yeah.
Oh. Sick. Man, what a film.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
I think it
from California.
I believe you.
Mountains.
Yeah, well, I know the song.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
Also, did you just say from California to the New York Mountains?
I don't remember. How does the song go?
California, New York Island, and the Redwood Forest.
No, every line
to New York Islands.
Everyone ends with
yeah.
This land was made
for New York Islands.
Hey, if anyone listening went to Sprucewood Elementary,
yeah,
around the time I did. Do you remember that one America assembly we had where they were playing different songs?
This is so hyper-specific.
It is.
And then they were playing different songs, and we were like 99% sure that instead of playing the audio, this is such a good memory, instead of playing the audio for "We're Coming to America."
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah.
We were pretty sure it was the janitor singing behind the stage, Mr. Winterton, into a microphone, like, and mean? It wasn't good.
Wait, like a cappella? What do you mean?
They had like a karaoke track, and they passed it off as like a recording. But I'm pretty sure.
Did he have a
good voice? It was a janitor.
They had him hiding.
Did he have a good voice?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Damn. I know. I'm sorry. I had to. It's like.
That's great. Gee whiz. Okay, man. So day three, no matter what festival you hit,
yeah.
You're getting Lucky the Irish.
You're getting Lucky the Irish.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you. You lucky dog.
Yeah.
Which is another decom.
Oh, yeah,
Taj.
Good callback.
There you go.
Nice. Good
I do want to, I almost thought about, not seriously, but I wanted to give honorable mention to Going to the Mat because nobody knows it or appreciates it. Like, nobody talks about it. Yeah. The blind wrestler who drums.
Yeah.
I think it's like a really good sports movie.
Yeah, it wasn't popular.
Starring
they
that,
didn't play it often.
That guy who was in a lot of...
Also, shout out another great kind of, not really sports movie, Genius. Do you remember Genius?
Oh, of course.
Mm-mm.
So at the end of the movie, there's like an opposing hockey team and he puts like microchips on their skates to like control their
sick.
Their
oh my gosh.
Skates.
Wow.
You guys are...
Oh, go figure. There's actually a good sports one too, actually.
It is. You're unlocking so many things.
See, right? I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that?
No, it's a
he
total
like goes
blank
to
space.
College and he's like a kid.
Do you guys remember the other me with the Lawrence brother who clones himself with the sea monkeys and he dances on top of the cafeteria table?
Yeah,
I think he might be the one in Going to the Mat.
The youngest Lawrence brother?
I don't know. Isn't
I doubt it.
Maybe. When he's a little older?
You know what one I considered for drama actually was Quince. Do you remember Quince?
I hated
Did Quince. You hate it?
It made me so uneasy.
Oh, no. I mean, it is like an hour and a half of just babies crying.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was like one of my wife's favorites because she was so into babies.
I liked
Quince. Yeah, Andrew Lawrence.
It was?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Also the actor for Zero.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Also Wayne Brady.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yeah, he's blind in it. Sick. And a musician, I think. No, that movie rules.
Speaking of actors pretending to have disabilities, True Confessions.
Hey, now. There you go. We should have honorable mentioned that during dramas.
Yeah.
True Confession is like a genuine drama.
No, I do.
About a documentary about Eli showing me a picture of blind Wayne Brady. And then going to the Matt poster.
That's so funny.
He's wearing sunglasses. Geez. He looks like Ray Charles.
I say that jokingly, but like I think old DCOMs did have a knack for addressing
sensitive topics.
Yeah. Whether it's like race, gender,
color
disability,
of friendship,
like
insanely dramatic.
They did a good job of addressing sensitive topics back in the day, totally. And they abandoned it in later movies. That's why the later movies aren't as good,
because they refused to get deep with it.
Yeah, they just followed the same formula of like teen girl isn't cool, wants to be cool. Like I don't know.
Hey, Princess Protection Program is okay. Have you actually seen it?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I've seen it. I've caught bits. I don't think I've seen it start to finish. A little too cringe.
Sure.
I love Demi Lovato's voice.
Yeah,
you can't watch her as an actress.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I love her voice. Fair. She's incredibly talented.
Well, yeah.
She's gone through some rough patches.
Yeah, she has. We'll give Camp Rock its due.
But she's bounced back.
Yeah, she has.
Orlando Brown has not bounced back.
No, he's still fallen.
Demi Lovato just released... an album of like rock versions of a lot of her popular songs.
No, that's good for her.
And they kind of rule.
Okay.
We've been listening.
All right. This festival.
No, I have.
My family. You asked me. Yeah.
This festival
we've been listening.
Needs to continue. Day four, we're going to go to action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen.
Easy peasy.
When I say action, I'm not talking like straight violence or explosions or whatever. I'm talking.
Yeah, that Disney is known for. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm talking like propulsive.
You could do Jet Jackson though.
You could do Jet Jackson. You could also do Jump Ship, where the Lawrence brothers get lost at sea and have to survive on an island.
Yeah. There you go.
But that being said, Jason, what's your action?
I watched it again yesterday.
Oh,
and serious? It's still probably one of the best ever made, if not. Well, I can't say that a lot. I can't say it's the best. But I actually mean this for certain. Like if there was like a best, it's probably either Halloween Town or High School Musical. Let's be honest.
Not Luck of the Irish?
Well, okay. Like we have to be objective here. And I do think Luck of the Irish.
I think it's objectively good.
But I think objectively, also personally, Brink.
Brink is the correct answer
for
this category.
Brink is so... I watched it again yesterday. It still made me like a little emotional because it does get actually really dramatic too. Because he's balancing like his life with his family, who's like his dad's out of the job. Like his family doesn't have money. He tries to get money by going to the opposing team, but he can't tell his friends. So he's juggling a job. He's juggling a job and two skate teams.
And a friend and his friend group.
And school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he doesn't have time. Like he's going to bed at like midnight every night because he's doing all this. It's crazy good. Well, like the turmoil is awesome.
So, but speaking of action, the final race sequence is unbelievable.
It's also really funny because I watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
And Val, the bad guy, right? Yeah. So he does like a dirty move. He's like pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
And, and like they catch it on tape. And so like the crowd hates him and is like so mad at him. But also, Brink, he tries to catch up and he cuts through an alleyway and like jumps out in front of him at the end and then like wins the race, right? Which that's cheating, right?
Totally. That's not the course.
But like everybody's like totally like cool with it. Yeah. And the announcers were like, wow, that's an amazing
move.
Where did
he come
from? Really funny.
Isn't there also a like half pipe sequence at the end?
Yeah.
And
he does the half pipe sequence. Oh yeah, that's true. There's
because
two half pipes.
The best, the most iconic line: "Skate better."
Yeah, because
and
like,
I love how he like takes
fun of his
that.
Sister.
Yeah, he like takes that and he's like, "Okay, I'll do it." And it's like,
imagining this or like, is there a line where they say something like, "Whatevs, let's blade."
No, it's like let's blade bra at the beginning of the movie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But like it is full of like a lot of 90s lingo.
And can we talk about the soundtrack?
There's also a line.
You gotta look before you leap before you. Take a good look at your so-called friends. Yeah. You know the song?
Yeah. So there's a lot of ska in it, which is
so
really
good,
fun.
Yeah.
There is actually a
Tony
line.
Hawk, Pro Skater.
So shout out Utah. Because, you know, we're based out of Utah. But there's a line in it where the little sister, who's also in Smart House, says,
best line.
Like, why can't we be homeschooled like the Wyatts? And her mom says, you know, homeschooling is really expensive. And besides, the Wyatts are Mormons. Why can't we be Mormons? I'll look into it.
It's a great one. It's great.
It's really, so good. Shout out Utah.
I genuinely would say, and this isn't even hard for me, Brink is the best decom.
Wow.
Yeah,
number
like
one.
Wow.
I like that. I like that you said that.
Wow.
Okay, Eli.
That's a bit much for me. My action selection was motocrossed.
Oh, that's my honorable mention. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A million motocross times, is good.
Yeah.
Twelfth night
retelling.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And it's one of the better
Shakespeare
adaptations yeah. for sure. And obviously action, just it's an action sport. But it's, I don't know. I think I just nothing but fond memories with motocross.
Totally.
Isn't the guy her love interest? Guy from Brink? Am I making that up?
Eric Von Detten. I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I'm just superimposing so, it in my head.
For the listeners, I'm holding a toy horse in my hand.
Yeah.
And that reminded me of Horse Sense.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Do you remember
with the Lawrence Brothers? Yeah.
Yeah,
with
of course, Lawrence Joey, Brothers.
I think it's Joey. He's the oldest one and he has to go hang out with his cousin or his cousin comes into town. Yeah. He's from Montana.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah, the love interest is nowhere near Brink. I knew that. I just
And while we're on the subject
some
of
random
like,
hottie.
Having to like go to a rural area and adapt. There's also cowbells.
Cowbells is
pretty fun.
What's
is
the a, other one where film. He goes to like the Navajo reserve?
Buffalo Dreams.
Yeah.
But hang on, you're jumping everywhere.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to talk about motocross.
My brain motocross. Is racing.
Yeah. Motocross.
My brain is racing.
Back to motocross.
Dirt track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where my sister's pretending to be me.
Yeah. You got to paint your fingernails because it helps with your grip.
Yeah.
That was so good.
So sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and
it's really good.
Just only good things to say about motocross.
Yeah. Not
love
much
motocross.
To.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the last day of the festival, guys, and it's sci-fi fantasy. And this one for me is there's the most options to choose from. That felt
interesting.
Like.
You could
sports
justify.
is got to be the most for real. Though.
But even probably. A lot of the sports movies have like the subgenre of like fantasy.
Sure.
There's stuff. The I mean, most
I also,
sports movies.
I also
probably.
Almost
right, I still. Almost threw.
And Helen.
Even Steven's movie in action.
Yeah.
Because
oh, totally.
I wanted to include it.
Yeah.
And you didn't
it
have
deserves,
comedy.
It deserves a shout out.
Yeah. So I'll shout it out for action.
Totally.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Oh, man. Sci-fi fantasy.
I feel like some of us might have done the same thing. But I don't know.
I wonder. So. This is tough because you
mine
have
to. Mine was kind of clear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was too. I feel like you have to pay deference to. I'm going to pay deference to one, but it's not the one I chose.
Vast difference.
I'll go.
Sorry.
Yeah, what's the one you picked?
Smart House.
Okay.
Smart House.
Yeah.
I'll just say this on air. Smart House walked so Black Mirror could run.
Whoa, so true, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So
you kidding
true.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Smart House walked so Twilight Zone could run.
If you
so the Jordan Peele reboot of Twilight Zone could
exactly.
Run.
Yeah. I so desperately wanted to dump everything on the floor in my house, and I think there was a time where I did do that. I got red Solo cups and I just throw them in the family room, and then I would like imagine I would pick them up.
Yeah.
And then I would
imagine
there
mom.
Are
they'd
two
get
movies.
Sucked into the floor.
There are two movies that gave us a vision of the future. One was Smart House,
yep.
You know, with food popping out of the countertop.
Yes, the orange and the shake
cleaned
that
up.
I wanted.
Yeah.
Yes. Vacuum down.
The other movie was Spy Kids with with the microwave
the burger.
That could create burgers and fries.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Honestly, Smart House actually kind of made me a little uneasy and uncomfortable. As much as I liked it, and I think that's a good thing. It like unnerved me as a child. When it was on, I would get a little uneasy because Pat was like all powerful and she could like do so much and it frightened me. And especially at the end in her tornado.
Yeah.
It was scary. Eli.
My sci-fi fantasy, I went sci-fi.
Yeah.
I went pixel perfect.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Pixel perfect.
Ricky
is
Ullman.
Yes.
Is a nerd.
Yep.
And he creates a singer for his friend's band out of technology, and he projects her as a hologram
also
and like starts falling for her.
Yes.
This is like a Pygmalion story.
Right.
It's also Pygmalion.
It's like her
My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Right.
It also has Black Mirror energy for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know? And and like the member of the band who likes Ricky.
Yeah.
I don't know his name in the Feel the future.
Yeah.
She's like jealous of this new lead singer who is like designed to be the perfect girl. Mm-hmm. He like took magazines and all these things and made this, and
she could do quadruple backflips off the DJ's table.
And yeah. And then something happens near the end where the jealous band member, it's like a car accident or something.
Okay.
And she ends up in the hospital. Do you remember this?
No.
And she ends up in the hospital and is like on some kind of life support or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this pixel perfect girl that Ricky made is like has her own intelligence also, like becomes her own person, similar to Pat.
Yeah.
But is benign.
Dude, AI was, they were so ahead of their time. Yeah. My gosh.
But she, and I'm really struggling here to piece this together because okay. as Do I try best. And describe it, it's going to sound nutty. And it was. So homegirl's on life support and pixel girl somehow makes her way into the machinery that like the is keeping homegirl alive.
EKG or something.
Yeah. She makes her way into it and they have like this ethereal meeting conversation where they're like talking and I'm remembering this and okay. Maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like they have a discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not crazy in that she sacrifices herself in the system to revive this girl.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great ending.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The cool thing about Pixel Perfect is I feel like it came out at the same time as Now You See It.
Yeah.
With not Ricky Ullman, but Ali Mashaka. And I feel like it was, they were doing Feel the Future for so long and then they split and each made a decom. Mm.
But then they were still doing Phil after that.
Right. But, it felt like they're different projects. Yeah. Pixel Perfect. Do you remember any of the music? Because I feel like I'm sure it had some bangers.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not going to sing it, but I think I do remember one.
Okay.
We
should make a playlist.
Ali Mashaka, though.
Yeah.
Top three Disney girl for me, probably.
Totally. Mm. She had so much personality.
And so cute.
Yeah, she had Quirk, which was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun music.
Yeah.
Ali and AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Potential breakup song? Are you kidding me,
great
dude?
Song.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They had a whole big comeback on TikTok and
like,
stuff.
They did.
Radiohead couldn't have written something that good.
No, true. Could they do a good cover of Creep? Yeah, they
Ali
can.
And AJ could do Creep, but Radiohead Tom York couldn't do potential breakup song.
Yeah.
When you're right,
that other
right.
one too, whatever. Like a roller coaster ride. Like Whoa. I think that's what it's called.
Like, well,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
good music video,
Jason.
Yeah.
What's your sci-fi fantasy, my friend?
Oh, it's Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Thank you. That was my honorable mention. It needed saying.
Xenon was so good. I loved Xenon.
Totally.
Freaking Protozoa.
Protozoa's
my supernova girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
Protozoa's the best in-movie music of any DCOM.
Like, okay.
And,
so,
and I know that High School Musical exists.
Say, wait a second.
Think of all of the fake...
You had the soundtrack of High School Musical.
Yeah, I did.
Think
I did
of too. All the fake boy See? Bands
of course.
Yeah. in the fake like bands in movies.
Yeah.
It's easily one of the best.
Yeah, it is.
100%.
Yeah.
And even in Z3, when he had he was like washed up and came back,
right.
and it was... The galaxy is ours, my girl.
Oh, man.
Shake me up. You know that one?
Yeah, dude. Of course.
Z3? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good. But,
so good.
But Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Is
make my heart go
out
boom, boom.
Of Sponsored this
by
world.
Mazda.
Truly. Yeah, no. Protozoa is unreal.
Yeah.
But the whole...
Xenon is so good.
Yes.
Had Raven in it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
She drove a Beetle and her quirky aunt married the captain.
Do you remember... I think it was so in the second one. Could have been the third. Pretty sure it was the second.
Okay.
When they were like... The little sister or something overheard... The guy,
the
captain,
like on the, around the door, talking, and then like, I wish we could keep it or keep her or something like that.
Oh, and she missed.
And she thought it was about her.
What a dumb.
And they
girl.
Like holding a puppy.
Yeah,
that I always really struggled with misunderstandings like
yeah.
that.
In like in like That's So Raven, Hannah Montana,
honestly,
Sweet Life.
I'm like,
D-coms?
It's such an easy fix. Just talk
go
to
ask.
DCOMs were the king of those.
Yeah,
like of those misunderstandings.
I really
that
had
could
a hard time
easily
with
been solved with like a simple conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Like it, just talk.
They
like,
always made me so uncomfortable,
you mean?
And
just
every
peek,
DCOM had them.
Yeah, or peek around the corner to see that he's holding a puppy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That stuff drove me crazy.
Yeah. I did have another category that I just made up because I wanted to include this movie.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. So he has an in the film festival. This is the after party.
Yeah.
If you stuck for all 5 days.
If you stuck around, you get a bonus. A secret surprise. Yeah. We didn't turn the lights on, actually.
What do you got, Jay?
Because we're doing a mystery movie as well with Get a Clue.
Oh, sick.
Whoa.
Yeah, cool. Man. We're all watching Get a Clue later if you want to stick around.
But okay, here's the thing. If we're going to do mystery,
Get a Clue,
then I would just do Phantom of the Megaplex.
I was going to say that's a great mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
But
yeah.
No, that's fine.
Good point.
Yeah. I love that. Wow, we made it. We ripped through that.
Yeah, man.
I think that was a total success.
No, I'm satisfied.
That film festival, I feel like, and that's the other thing too. I feel like we covered the bases appropriately. Like there's some we could have mentioned, we could have talked about stuff, you know, Double Teamed, or we could have talked about.
Well, no, I mean, High School Musical, but, not being any of them, but being mentioned throughout, like,
that's good.
Yeah. I want to throw honorable mention actually real quick to The 13th Year. Nobody said 13th Year.
It's my wife's favorite.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a good one. And I thought about for drama because it's probably the most appropriate for drama if we're like kind of sticking to
that. No, most appropriate is True Confessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I think we did a good job.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't go very far up, you know? No. I think the last one I saw was, like, Dadnapped or something like that. I think that was, like, 2009. Mm, but, like, I haven't gone past that. So, yeah, I didn't see any, like, The Descendants or whatever. Shout out Kenny Ortega again.
Was that him?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a man.
Honestly, in out of respect for him, we should probably watch Descendants. Did he do Descendants too?
Yeah, I think he's done all of them.
Okay, we got to watch him then.
Jeez. Yeah.
Sorry, man's got the Midas touch.
He knows what he's doing. And like, he actually did revitalize the Disney Channel, the DCOM, with High School Musical. Again, look, it's high production value. You know, I don't think I appreciated it at the time.
It is.
I was kind of a hater at the time, actually. I probably still am a little bit.
Jen and I were not haters.
No, I was.
We both had the CD soundtrack.
We did. And
a little embarrassing.
I think we both received it as a gift because we wanted it.
I was deep. Okay, here's a confession, gang.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
True confessions.
There was, you could go on DisneyChannel.com, and there was, I had discovered it. I don't remember, just browsing around the website. There's a thing that says, request a film, a DCOM to be shown. I went on every single night for about
every
4 months.
Every single night?
Whoa.
And requested High School Musical.
Bro, you didn't have anything better to do?
Nope.
Also, surely they were showing it.
They showed it a lot.
Yeah,
when
like
I asked.
It's like the most popular movie Disney's ever done.
Yeah, that was a drop in the bucket that was already being tipped over.
Right.
No,
that does remind me.
But I did that a lot.
That reminds me. Similarly, Jason and I, when we attend Texas Roadhouse, they have a jukebox, and we, as many times as we can, play Life is a Highway.
Yeah, on repeat, Life is
so
a
like
Highway.
Playing 20
we'll
times,
it again and again and again,
left.
As much as we can. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
No, High School Musical is great.
It is great.
It was a cultural reset.
It was.
Zac Efron is who he is because of it.
It is.
Yeah. Like, well, that was around the time when Disney started. Well, not started, but they were at the height of creating stars. Because it started with Lizzie McGuire. It started with
Hilary. No, it was earlier than that. Because
creating stars?
Disney creating stars? Maybe Disney Channel.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Disney
Mickey Mouse Club.
Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears,
but
Justin
like,
Timberlake. Yeah.
But like, it was around Lizzie McGuire that they focused on creating stars. Mm-hmm. That they said, these are stars. We're going to make you a star. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, with Mickey Mouse Club, it was kind of consequential. It just kind of happened, like, eventually.
That was the path, right?
Yeah, like, it just kind of happened. Well, but, like,
with Disney Channel.
Disney Channel, they eventually started to try and make movie stars.
Because you have Hilary Duff, you've got Miley Cyrus.
You've got freaking even Steven, his name?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. You've got Zendaya.
Mm-hmm. You got Zendaya.
Which is a more recent
one.
Huge. Olivia Rodrigo.
Was she?
She was on Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
Demi Lovato.
Did you say Raven Simone?
No, Selena Gomez.
Olivia Rodrigo was her first thing. High School Musical, the musical of the series.
Yeah,
was it really?
That's a really charming show. I didn't get all the way through it, but it's like really funny. Mockumentary.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's good.
Plays
but like
it well.
You think back to the older stuff, the stuff we've all mentioned. Ryan Merriman didn't become a super huge star. Nobody really knows his name besides us.
Andrew Lawrence. Like they didn't.
The Lawrence Brothers
really. You know,
yeah,
yeah,
didn't really go further.
No, but they did kind of become icons in their own right.
Yeah, even for if sure.
They didn't become act like legends.
Do you guys remember the jersey?
No.
No.
The show?
No.
Wait a sec.
Don't remember.
I don't think
Isn't
so.
Isn't it called the jersey? Isn't that what it's
called? No. Is it like, it's like Mike, group, but like with a jersey?
Kind of. It's like the group of friends who they like put on the jersey and they become
Sisterhood
that
of the
athlete.
Jersey.
Oh, gosh. No, that sounds so familiar.
Guys,
though.
I'm...
So it is like Mike.
I'm shocked.
Yes, it is like Mike.
Yeah, well, kind of. He still stayed as himself okay. and just had crazy powers.
They
yeah.
saw the creator of that movie saw Space Jam and they're like, what if we just took that thing
yeah.
where they steal the energy of the basketball players?
Oh, it's like Mario, you know, like putting on a different hat and getting powers or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And becoming a bee.
Do you not remember this?
I don't remember it. I don't. Maybe vaguely I do.
No,
if
I don't.
You know,
wait, wait, wait. Who's
if
the,
you're, if
listeners,
you're listening,
I need some validation on the jersey because I
recognize some of the actors.
Yeah, I really need to hear that people knew and appreciated this. I thought it was a great show. I'm pretty sure Steve good. Young was on.
I'm sure
at one point.
It was a series.
Was
so
it football
it wasn't,
or was it basketball?
Teen sitcom.
It was any sport. They would put on like the magic jersey and become
sick.
Whoever it was. Yeah. I actually don't know that Steve Young was on it, but
maybe you wanted him to be.
Yeah, I felt like he was.
Well, either way. Well, thank you guys for joining us on this adventure. And, I would really like to hear, your festival lineup. I'd like to see what you guys would choose for each of those genres.
Yeah.
What did we miss? What film
what
didn't we,
been?
Yeah. What didn't we do justice to, or what did we neglect?
Yeah.
Were
we wrong to exclude the comedy genre?
Totally. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
We'll be posting some stuff on social to get some feedback from you guys. But that's it for everything related to the episode.
Right.
Now,
beyond that.
Beyond the veil.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
We journey into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Prince of Egypt. Mm-hmm.
Someone say the stinking word.
Unrelated.
Honestly, our revival, it's been a year and I know it's been a while.
Yeah.
We are so out of our game when it comes to our unrelated intro
no,
songs.
No, I think we're okay.
You guys are leaving me out to dry.
I was really.
It's happened more than once.
Okay, but can I tell you?
In our last three episodes,
I was really.
I'm just doing my own thing.
I know. I was really enjoying it though.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I was thanks. Sort of in awe.
I just spellbound.
Do you think, do you think Ali and AJ could do High and Dry?
The Radiohead song?
Yeah.
Dude, jumps in a week.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. First time I heard that, it was actually the Jamie Cullum cover.
Oh, which is maybe better.
It's really good. Yeah. I didn't know you knew Jamie.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I didn't know you knew Jamie.
Gran Torino. I played it at a
show. There you go. That's
Come
right. On. That's right. You were late to him. Sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you were.
My mom had his CD in 2011.
Yeah.
That had
that's
High
late.
And Dry on it. Is that
that's
late?
That's late. No, I'm late.
Today's unrelated
yeah.
is the
it's
following.
Brought to you by.
Is brought to you by.
Brought to you by whatever we had for dinner.
It's going to be brought to by PepsiCo because they make Mountain Dew and I'm drinking a Mountain Dew.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. Brought to you by my wife's
this
soup.
This is free advertising. Good. We can't get sued. This is just free advertising.
Brought to you by Sheep Pan Dinner.
And Sheep Pan Dinner.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Chick-fil-A shake.
Listen.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
A little expensive.
You know that they can frost anything? Like you can ask for like a frosted Dr. Pepper?
They can.
Someone just told me about
and
that.
Will
so
frost.
Guys, I probably actually. Told you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They anyway. Can frost.
No,
anything.
Kara said. She said.
Yeah.
Frosted Dr. Pepper is really good.
She's been advertising that. It's really good.
Yeah, here's your scenario.
Sure.
You have been accused of a crime that would sentence you to many years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you did not commit this crime.
Right.
However, mm-hmm. the case that they have against you is really good.
Right.
It's pretty damning.
Sure.
However, you have one star witness who's the only person who can corroborate your story, who can prove your innocence. They will be cross-examined, but your whole life comes down to this one person's testimony. You've tried to prep them as much as you can, but they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather...
Yeah, be the witness.
Be your witness. Jack Sparrow or Bugs Bunny.
Ooh, okay,
Bugs easy.
Bugs, it's Bugs.
Easy.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you tell me why?
He's genius. He's a genius.
He's a he fools everyone consistently. And he doesn't even need to fool, but he puts on, he has a bearing that he can put on. If he can pass as an opera singer, as a barber, as
a sexy lady.
Right. He's a trickster, though. Do you think he'd pull a fast one on you?
Well, no.
Just for a laugh?
Jack is such a...
Unreliable.
A variable. Yeah. He's such a loose cannon. And people... And he's got... He doesn't have the look.
I think Jack...
A judge isn't going to like what he sees.
If I was jury trying isn't to escape... Like
but I feel like Bugs Bunny is going to come out with like a wig and a judge's costume. No,
what he's going to come out with, he's going to be wearing a suit and glasses.
Like the lawyer overdone.
He's going to dress like a lawyer.
But I feel like he's going to make fun of the cross-examiner.
And he's going to win.
Sure, yeah. And he'll make him look like a fool. And the judge will realize, wait, there's nothing. This isn't substantial.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Bugs, that's easy.
Bugs is a genius.
Okay, yeah. What if I flip the script?
Sure.
What if it was Bart Simpson or Jack Sparrow? Would you still pick Bart Simpson?
Yeah. Yeah, more reliable. Again, a judge and jury are going to see Jack, and they're going to be like, who is this drunkard?
Yeah.
Yeah. At any given moment, he could be
drunk. Because times like, that Bugs and Bart have both proven to be genuine.
I think. Right? I think...
Jack has proven to be genuine, but deeply unreliable.
That's just as the audience. We know that he is.
Yeah. Jack could probably create a better argument than Bart, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. But as far as a witness goes...
Bart has a hard time creating arguments for himself, even in episodes of The Simpsons where he was innocent. Like, he couldn't prove himself.
He gets crossed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still probably choose Bart.
Okay.
You pick Jack over Bart?
I'd pick Jack in that scenario, yeah.
Okay. Man, maybe I should have went with that one. I stewed over it, but I thought Bugs, because he's been known to not take things seriously, but he's been known to like go to the nth degree to get people. Well, and Bugs, if he's on your side, then Bugs, he's gonna
exactly. He gets away every time.
Yeah. Bugs would be able to get me off of this charge or whatever. Yeah. But I think he would trick me as well into committing a crime at that moment. So I would be charged for a different crime.
Contempt of court or something.
Yeah.
Right.
See, that's good. That's what I want to touch on. I wanted to touch on is that he would help you, but also he'd, for his own enjoyment, kind of screw you over in maybe a small way.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Bugs.
I think the judge would probably be the recipient of whatever tomfoolery he's up to.
Isn't that a bad thing?
He would get you off and then he would do something.
Can we talk about like all-time greatest voice actors of all time?
Mel Blanc is incredible.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Like his voice acting, like if you've watched videos of him doing it too, like it is just astounding.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I love the supercuts of his yells.
Oh my gosh, that supercut video. Be quiet. It's so good. Thank you guys for listening to the episode. If you would like to contribute and follow along.
Contribute.
To the episode. If you'd like to contribute.
Our non-existent Patreon.
Yeah. If you'd like to contribute to our happiness, please go follow us on social media, on Instagram and TikTok.
Follow us on Spotify.
Yes. All our episodes.
Your Apple stuff. Leave us a review, please, on Spotify or Apple.
Reviews.
We're trying to gain traction. We're trying to pay off this new microphone setup.
Help us out. Yeah, leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast.
Eli from Washington, please. Now that I've said your name.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give us a review if you haven't already.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You've been called out specifically. Wow, that is...
Honestly, heavy is the head. Also, our one fan.
Yeah, it's all on him. Yeah. He's the we live or die by his listening. Shoot us an email if you want to get a little more long form with it. Everyfanforhimself@gmail.com. We love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Have a good night.
Next time.
Bye.